This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what I was going to say, the official games.
Let the games begin.
You were not official. This is unofficial then?
The official car of the Super Bowl, you know that?
Yes, right. I told you this story once when I was working in Cincinnati on WCKY, the other station that we competed with, WLW. Considered itself the official everything. It was the official news station, the official weather station. So the guy who ran the station I worked for just recreated the wheel, and he called us the new official weather station, the new official news king of Cincinnati, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of that kind of stuff goes on in the world of news talk radio. We're not here to talk about that, although we may get into some ancillary discussions about things that go on news talk radio stations. But mostly we're here about the stories and the people that are on the list that is created by the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of it isn't a magazine anymore, used to be, but now it's online with everything else. So you want to go through the story list, the count, and the people list as well?
Please do. Yeah, and a magazine could be online. It doesn't have to be paper.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. 20th Century Fox remained that name all the way into the 21st century when somebody
still
said...
Still called 20th Century Fox, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I think it is, I'm not sure what they call it anymore. That
money maker.
Really. Hey, money by any century is okay with me.
Yeah,
Number 10, we have Tucker Carlson and the National Security Agency, which is the NSA. He claims they're spying on him, and that has yet to be corroborated by his own journalists at Fox News. And Bill Cosby was released from prison in kind of a surprise. Not everybody's happy about it. I'm sure he's happy about it, but... every time I see a picture of him, it's just tragic. It's hard to believe it's the same guy, and our view of him has changed so much over the decades.
He's got a farm in western Massachusetts, and apparently that's where he's gone, just to be away from it all, in essence. I wouldn't want to be him, would you?
No, I would not. I would not want to be him for a variety of reasons. And then again, I don't think I'd want to be anybody. It's tough enough being me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's an admission of guilt.
Yes. I mean, people that want to be somebody else. I mean, that's such a crazy notion when you think about it. You can admire people, you can emulate them, but to want to be them. Oy. And number 9, the southern border crisis continues, and immigration reform remains a hot topic. At number 8, race relations, critical race theory remain hot topics, obviously. At number 7, the economy, labor, the infrastructure, post-pandemic. We're in a post-pandemic that includes the pandemic. I mean, we're really not in the post-pandemic, but we'd like to think we are. And statistics indicate it's going away, but
but it's also
not completely.
That, there are people at this point in time, because Fauci and some of the others have been discredited, and people are just tired of what has gone on, they're not going to pay attention. And that's my read on it, listening to people watching some of the comments on social media. You can say, yep, there's a new mask rule, but that doesn't mean, unless you haul me off to jail, I'm not wearing a mask. And people are worn out of the sorts of things that seem to create dis-ease and discomfort in their lives, and it destroyed a lot of people's lives, and it seems that you look back at it, why? That's the question.
Well, I mean, that's I could enter that corridor and we could talk for days. So
yes.
Let's just leave it as a rhetorical question.
Okay.
At number 6, there's that heat wave and the drought and the bigger topic of climate change. Pretty serious stuff.
121 degrees in British Columbia. Good God.
Yeah, that's Palm Springs on a hot day.
That's a horrible day. Yeah.
You know, air conditioners only can reduce temperature by a certain amount. They can, if it's 120 degrees out, you cannot get it down to 72 degrees. You can get it to 72 degrees when it's 82 degrees. The average air conditioner, you know, I'm not an expert on this, but it has a certain range. So when you get up into the 120s, you can have that thing going full blast to bring it down to 99. You know, it's air conditioning doesn't even work in that type of a situation. You got to have heavy-duty industrial air conditioning to make a place.
No, I did not know that. That's something that I learned.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people learned something from you telling us that story. I have air conditioning in the important rooms in my house because you got to function in them, but I've never really... You know, it's been hot here and humid in the 90s. You and I both live in Massachusetts, and so you know, that's been something we've encountered, but has it been... Did we get it down to 80 in the house? I guess so. In the office, maybe. I didn't even think about it. It just seemed cooler than what it was outside.
There's a big difference between 96 degrees, which we had in Western Mass the other day, and 120 degrees. And a gigantic difference. But air conditioners have a limitation to how many degrees they can lower the temperature they're dealing with. And that's why this becomes a situation that's just brutal, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out last week, not only is it causing, you know, loss of life, hundreds of people have died. It's also impacting
British Columbia. Yeah. Yeah.
It's impacting agriculture and it's impacting the economy.
Badly.
So it's a terrible, terrible situation. Another terrible situation is the Florida condo aftermath. That's number five. And let me tell you something. People all along the South Coast in Florida and other retirement areas and places like Florida where condos are big.
Yep.
The condo associations are scared you know what, because this whole thing of balancing assessment and budgets versus improvements and maintenance, especially all those buildings built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s where the chickens are coming home to roost now, and they're getting at that point where they need massive repairs, and nobody wants to vote for that because you don't want to be hit with a $1,000, $2,000 assessment.
No.
You figure the building will stand, it's okay, it appears okay. This is a real wave of fear now and concern that's you know going through the condo industry.
It's most of them are built on right on the beach, right on the coast. My own family has had since the 1960s a place on Singer Island, which is the island north of Palm Beach Island and south of where you are in Jupiter. But the place that we had. I remember when, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, the building went up in the late 50s. And it was one of the first to be built down there by the Perini Corporation. Well built, well structured. But that salt and sea air gets through the concrete, eats away at the re-rod, plus the fact that in the case, I think, down where this took place, there wasn't the proper support because you're building on coral reef. You're building, if you've never seen how these things go up, there are huge pilings, they call them pylons, that are pounded into the sand down to the coral reef to hold the buildings up. If they go down far enough, sooner or later, what's going to happen is what happened, right?
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a serious problem. And it comes down to money. And it comes down to how when you buy into a co-op or a condo, you're basically on your own with the group of people that own that building. There's nobody to blame. And then they invariably sue the condo association. Those are the people that are elected to run the thing for no money. I mean, there are built-in flaws that come down to human nature in how these things operate. So I know we're going to have to break, and we can pick it up with number four when we continue. I hand it over to you, Doug.
All right, 14 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
18 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts for this last week of June, first week of July. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So would you like to pick up, Michael, where you left off?
We left off at 5 with the Florida condo aftermath, and that takes us to 4, the Supreme Court of the United States rulings, and the 1 on voting laws. They upheld a voting law rule that went in Arizona. The GOP consider that a victory. The Democrats and progressives consider it an outrage, and the debate goes on. At number 3, the New York City mayoral race discrepancy. They screwed up big time there, and they found there's big problems in the system by which New York City runs its elections.
Duh.
A lot of favoritism.
There and everywhere else, too. Yeah.
Not to mention that ranked voting thing, you know, that new system is confusing.
Ranked.
And it's pretty rank. And yeah. There's a big city crime spike, there's a lot of...
Let's defund the police! Yay!
Defund the police.
People are so funny. And, they really are. Yeah, go ahead.
That's a whole other... We could talk for hours about that stuff. And then at number 2, the gigantic story. Trump Organization indicted. Weisselberg, Alan Weisselberg has been indicted.
But why is it a big story? Where's the IRS been? If this guy's been doing all this stuff for all these years, how come the IRS hasn't investigated him and raked him over the coals? That would be my question. I mean, I'm no Trumper, and I don't care one way or another what happens. I'm just thinking about, you know, they're making a big deal out of this because it's so political rather than legitimate. In a sense, what do you think of that thinking?
I think that you bring up a point that a lot of people believe. My view is it's both political and real. There's a lot of crime that goes. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on out there, and when it gets political, you get caught.
Number one,
the music playing. We'll do number one's COVID-19, and pick it up on the other side. All right.
People list coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown, 21 after the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to our review that we do every week here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. And Doug Steffen, I'm not in charge of, well, I guess I am in charge of the DJV program at Steffen Multimedia. We're talking about the list, the stories, and then we go through the people list. I want to go back to how politics is capturing most everything with a specific example, but let's do the people list first, okay?
Before we do the people list, I just want to say we really didn't cover the number one story.
Okay, go ahead, spend some time on it. Yeah.
COVID-19. You know, we're out of it and we're still in it.
Yeah.
Statistics indicate we're out of it. To look around the attitude of people and the way society's unfolding, everything is looking pretty good. However, there is that Delta variant looming in the shadows, mm-hmm. and in places where people do not get vaccines, these people are, according to almost all credible health authorities, unless you just hate vaccines in general. The vaccine is what's standing between our recovery and that Delta variant, which I hear is a pretty wicked part of this thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the people. Bill Cosby at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Kamala Harris at 8, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell at 7 and 6, respectively. Senator Liz Cheney is at 5, and 4 is Nancy Pelosi, the committee that Pelosi has started. Liz Cheney's on it. That's what propelled them to the upper half of the top 10. At number 3, we have a tie between Donald Trump and Alan Weisselberg. We discussed that before. COVID remains the top story of the 2 years, and Dr. Tony Fauci has talked about a lot in regard to it. He's number 2. And Joe Biden is president, and presidents often are number 1, and that's where he is, number 1. So there you go.
Okay. So I want to go back a little bit to try to, from your perspective, understand Tucker Carlson. I've only been around him once. I thought he was a clown. I've continued to think that he was a clown, but now, for whatever the reason, he's propelled himself, or somebody has, into a position of whether it's influence or power or whatever it is that he thinks he is, and so I don't get, why would the NSA be investigating him? And is this an opportunity for somebody to take some rumor or take something out of context and use it to help him in his own quest for power, fame, and money?
you ask good questions, and those are the questions people should be considering. They're all valid. You know, he's a clever devil. The NSA is...
Is he really?
clever.
Is
okay. I take your word for it. Why would you think he's not? You don't.
Because in the conversation that I had with him, he didn't. He it was kind of like one of those guys that couldn't talk and tie your shoes at the same time. You know, what is it? Chewing gum and rubbing your belly at the same time. He just impressed me in the time that I spent with him that way. So, but I've usually thought that the stuff he did on television when I used to watch that stuff was vapid. He wasn't smart. I don't know. Maybe that's just my read on it, but I don't.
Well,
maybe he's smarter
than we think. Clever doesn't necessarily mean smart.
That's great. Well put. Thank you. Yes.
Be that as it may, the NSA is unpopular, and many people consider it to be a threat to our privacy. So by attacking the NSA, he sort of is taking on a populist situation that will immediately get him sympathy.
Oh, yeah.
On the part of even detractors of his politics. That's why I say he's a clever devil.
Where did he come from, though? How did he wasn't a radio
guy? I don't know much about the guy. I do not have the benefit of ever having spoken to him or have never met him.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I have, looking at this list, it's interesting. I don't know, I've never interviewed or talked to Kevin McCarthy or Mitch McConnell. I have talked to Kamala Harris. As a matter of fact, I think I've said a number of times that the first interview she ever did when she got into Southern California politics was with me when I was on KABC. And so I get the whole business, the upset that is part of what, whether it's the rumor mill. Is it the same kind of thing coming out of her staff that you hear these things about Tucker Carlson, you hear things about Kamala Harris, and what's true and what isn't, Liz Cheney. I mean, there are a number of people on the list this week and pretty much every week. Fauci, the people that love him, people that don't like him at all. He's worn out his welcome, yada, yada, yada. Liz Cheney's not a real Republican. Kamala Harris is hard to deal with. You know, all of these things. And are they important to the end game here? Is the question that we will answer.
I will answer it precisely on the other
side. Yes. All right. We'll continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Life is coming back to America. More than 47 million Americans are expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday weekend, according to AAA. 43.6 million Americans will travel by car with the highest gas prices in 7 years. An additional 3.5 million people are expected to fly, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic traffic. The Border Patrol announced this week 3 illegal immigrants have been arrested in Sierra Blanca, Texas, for breaking into a home, stealing guns, ammunition, and clothing. Sierra Blanca is 90 miles southeast of El Paso on the I-10. Texas landowner Allison Anderson on Fox News says things continue to get worse.
I mean, there was just a convicted rapist that was caught not too far from our property. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next-door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
This is USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld 2 voting integrity laws in the state of Arizona. Mark Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General on Fox News, discusses the Supreme Court case that bears his name.
We took it up to the Supreme Court. I actually personally argued the case, and we won. It's actually named Brnovich v. DNC because I intervened to defend those laws when other people wouldn't. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process. And one thing that's so important, we emphasized, it was in our briefs, and it came up during oral argument at the court, is in 2005, there was a bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter. And that report said that one of the greatest threats to election integrity was mail-in ballots. And so Arizona adopts the recommendations, including limitations on ballot harvesting. And 15 years ago, the left thought that was a great idea. Even the New York Times was writing op-eds in 2012 saying, we need to restrict this because, you know, for whatever reason, in Florida and other places were red states. And now, all of a sudden, when you enact common sense election integrity measures and you want people to have confidence in the results, somehow that's either unconstitutional or it's racist. And it, I think, just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of the far left.
Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion of the court's 6-3 decision, writing that the state's justification for the rules to preserve the integrity of its elections suffice to avoid violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Countdown. 34 after the hour now, second half hour of this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the perspective of Michael Harrison and the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed every week at talkers.com. You can also find them at DJV, a show on social media, facebook.com/DJV show. The list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people we've been going through, as we usually do, some of the things we pick and choose, some of the things that are in here that spark Michael's interest or mine, and hopefully yours as well. The situation, we were talking about Tucker Carlson, and I was just thinking about personalities and how it is the human condition. You and I sort of are trying to understand. You, I think, have a better understanding of quantum physics and quantum reality than do I. I had a conversation this week with someone who really intrigued me, thinking about how it is that the conversation started with talking about people and where would we be if we didn't have people to talk about. you think people are creating the stories and we'd be out of business if we didn't have this stuff to talk about. So why are we the way we are? And that's a profound question. Maybe it doesn't, you know, it's too hard for people to give themselves to. You think that's true, Michael? That we'd rather stay on the surface rather than dig deeply into things?
Well, even the surface is deep. I mean, even the fact that there is a surface is profound.
There you go.
Everything is profound.
Yeah, I mean,
discovering the truth about ourselves takes a lifetime. And then we think about all of the stuff that we try to find out about others, the people we marry or the people that we birth or the people we work with. It's like, hello.
Mm. And think about this. They're thinking about you that way.
Oh. Fred Rogers, where is he when we need him?
Think about all these people that have to deal with you. Imagine what it's like dealing with you.
Awful.
From the perspective of another human being.
Yeah.
Human beings. You might be the only person. All of this might be in your head. You might be nothing more than a brain in a bucket.
Yeah. So how do I say that to the bank when they're looking for their money?
Tell them that Trump hasn't paid you yet, and that you're waiting for him to send you a check.
Waiting.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting bringing this back into focus. It is true that it all does center on people. Mm-hmm. That even though we talk about stories, the world, the human race turns on its preoccupation with itself. Mm-hmm. We are preoccupied with ourselves and our relationships to other people. And this whole thing about celebrity, kings, queens, royalty, power, it's in our DNA. We're built in a funny way. And the way I look at it, without belaboring it, is that the conflict is between the fact that we're wired in two opposing ways. One, we are a pack animal. We are a social creature. We can't live without each other. On the other hand, don't get too close and don't be in my face. I want to remain my individuality. So we want to be individualistic. You know, individual, the rights of the individual versus, you know, here's Star Trek, the rights of the many versus the needs of the one. Yeah. And that's what we face on every level. We also are beset with a thing called jealousy, and that causes a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it does.
There you go. That's answered your question. Yeah.
You know? About it. Well, then you got things like list here with the questions about voting, the mayoral race. And then you throw with that the Gavin and Newsom recall and who's going to run. There's a rumor floating around that a well-known California national talk host is thinking about running seriously in this race. You probably heard that rumor already.
You're running for governor of California?
No. I'm only a part-time.
Are you hinting something here?
I am, in fact. Yes, I am hinting something.
I actually haven't heard about a national
talk
show. No, I haven't heard that one. I mean, eventually I hear things. You know, people say, I would expect you to hear it. I said, well, I just heard it. You know, you just told me. There's always a first time. And every time I hear something for the first time, the person who tells me says, I would think you'd know that. I'll say, well, now I do. And then I give them a dozen donuts. Anybody that tells me something I don't know, I give them a dozen donuts. Of course, I never deliver it. I tell them Trump will. I say it'll come from Trump.
Trump likes donuts.
No, who's running for governor?
Well, Phil, I'm not supposed to tell the story, am I?
Don't ask. I don't know. Would you promise? Did you promise somebody who was babbling to you about their intentions?
Well, the girls that are on the DJV program with me don't like to tell me things because they don't think I can keep a secret. And this is probably a pretty good example of that.
we're having this conversation on national radio?
Well, but I think he wants people to know. I know this guy.
Well, if you want to run for governor, you better let people know. Otherwise,
no, I don't want to run for governor. Frank.
No, I don't mean you. I mean if one wants to run for governor.
Right.
You know, a lot of people drop secrets with the intention of having it spread. Mm-hmm. Like one of the ways that you can really spread a rumor if you want is to tell somebody you know who's loose-lipped don't tell anyone.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so here you can check this out. I'll give you this hint. He is an elder statesman in Los Angeles radio.
That's everybody. National.
You can take it from there. All right.
An elder statesman in Los Angeles radio.
Statesman, yes. Okay. Figure it out. Now, let's keep moving here a little bit.
All right.
We were talking about politics and how it's... I do a couple of other programs, the Countdown Show and the Daily DJV program, but I also do a couple of hours of health every week, the DJV Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This week we got engaged in a conversation about how politics has captured medicine And if you want to listen to that podcast, by the way, you can do it at DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It is a plug, but I'm talking about, I don't normally plug those shows. Oftentimes I plug the farm show that I do because food news is so important to the general discussion. But the fact that politics has captured medicine has become more obvious. And maybe the line here isn't how it's captured medicine, how it's captured everything. Is there anything we can talk about? The heat wave. We get into climate control, climate change, and that's political. The economy and who's gaining and who's losing, that's political. Right? I mean, is there anything in this top 10 list that isn't political?
No. No, we're in an era of hyper partisanship and politics, no doubt, and it's dangerous.
So, yeah. So, what does that do for our future? Meanwhile, this week, this is the first time I haven't seen the premier or the president of China on the list of people for a while, and yet he said a lot of things this week that would suggest that he's getting squeezed by the rest of the world, because everybody knows that the Chinese government is responsible for COVID, and he says anybody, you know, they're putting a squeeze on China internationally. He says anybody who comes after us will be bloodied and battered.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. It's hard to put the squeeze on China. They're big, they're powerful, they're devious, they're clever, and half the world's in business with them. And that includes us. So he's kind of right about that. And just because China's not in our top 10 list doesn't mean China's not looming near the list. And
no, I understand. Yeah. Right. But the understanding here is that the Chinese Communist Party's anniversary is, I think, this week, isn't it? Isn't it like the 100th anniversary?
I believe the anniversary comes in October.
Oh, okay.
So we're heading toward it. And I think it might be 100, but I believe, I don't have my, I'm not going to start Googling now. I believe they recently celebrated their 70th anniversary of power. But that's just off the top of my head. Don't quote me on that.
Well, the revolution took place in 1948. That I remember. The Tiananmen Square thing is also something that comes up when we discuss this sort of thing. We all have blemishes. No, every country has a blemish on it, so I'm not giving them a pass. But what I am looking at here is the number two person, Dr. Fauci, who's on the people list this week, and what his connection is. More and more evidence all the time. There's a Columbia professor who this week thanked Dr. Fauci for getting private money into the Wuhan lab. This shows you how deeply estranged. Why would a professor of pharmacology at Columbia thank Fauci for helping to fund the Wuhan laboratory? Huh? What does it tell you about Fauci? And what does it tell you about this guy who thinks apparently that it was swell that we were investing in what was going on in the Wuhan laboratory?
Well, we could talk about that after the break, because it's interesting.
Yeah, well, it is. That's why I brought it up. I always hope that what I come up with is interesting, Michael. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Michael Harrison. It's 43 after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and, of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
All right, 47 after the hour, Michael. A few more minutes here. You always say, well, let's complete our thought after the break. Okay, so break's
over.
I
don't remember what the thought was.
Oh, good.
Something was interesting, but you were, I don't know, whatever. The show has been fine. I'm gone.
It has. I think what we were talking about.
These are the Chinese government,
the Chinese Communist Party's anniversary, and them worrying about getting, you know, they're still a developing country, supposedly.
Well, so, they're developing. It's going to be a big baby when it grows up, because it's already quite developed. The problem with China is we're in bed with them, and we're having a problem with them at the same time. That's the issue. You know, China has an economic problem. The rest of the world has an economic problem. This frenemyship is very complicated. So,
All right, at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, you'll see an overview. The videos are being posted from the Talkers 2021 convention. What's up there now?
We have you making a speech. It's very interesting. And my conversation with Bill O'Reilly. We have a conversation about programming, conversation about revenue, an opening remarks. It's cool. And hey, it's all there, talkers.com, anything that is attendant to the world of talk radio and TV.
A lot of good video. Thanks to Art Bolo. He's a wonderful guy and provides a lot of great and perceptive ways of overviewing what's going on with the personalities in the news talk world. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three after the hour now is the DJD program with our overview of movies and the like from Chuck Curry, who is our movie man on Movie Moments. So what's coming out this weekend? What do we have to celebrate? Because it's 4th of July weekend. Some of the great 4th of July movies, patriotic movies, in our focus as well right after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, Yankee Doodle do or die.
Fabulous.
A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Love listening to this.
A Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to
Went
London
to
just to ride a pony. I am the Yankee Doodle boy.
All right, James Cagney, perhaps this is the epitome of the 4th of July movie. Yes, Chucker?
Well, when I was a kid, this was one of the go-to movies that played on my TV, and a lot of people in my neighborhood loved this movie. They loved James Cagney. And it always aired on 4th of July on WPIX Channel 11 in New York. I grew up in Brooklyn. I remember it very well. It was a very entertaining movie. James Cagney was awesome. You know, in retrospect, I'm trying to think what other movies people watch on the 4th of July weekend. Jaws, obviously, which you talked about. Independence Day is a great one. I like the Patriot with Mel Gibson. That is a good movie. Directed by the same director as Independence Day, actually, Roland Emmerich. But I enjoy that movie. So those are a few good ones. I just want to go right into event about something. You said you went to see a movie yesterday, and there's about 25 people in the theater, which is
first time I've been in the theater for a couple of months, actually, because I've been busy.
Now, this weekend, there's two movies coming out. The Baby Boss, which is an animated sequel, is also going to be on the Peacock Network streaming, same day as in theaters. And then the horror franchise, The Forever Purge, is coming out. But here's the thing. There's a movie called The Tomorrow War, which is stars Chris Pratt. It's a big budget movie that is going to stream on Amazon Prime. It was produced by, I forgot which studio, but it was sold because they want to spend the marketing fees to put it in the theaters. But theaters need movies, and it just bothers the heck out of me that the theaters know that, I mean, the studios know how desperately these chains need movies. They've been doing business with them for over 100 years.
Yeah.
They have The Tomorrow War, and then Pixar has this movie Luca, which is well reviewed that is playing on Disney, not Disney Plus, not the premium, just Disney Plus. You're telling me they couldn't cut deals with theaters, even if they didn't spend money to market them, to put them in theaters, to give the theaters more products? It's just, to me, it's just a horrible turning their back on theaters that did business with them for 100 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like throwing them in the water
Disney,
without a life preserver.
The scourge of, I have no use for the Disney organization. This is the kind of stuff that they do to set the tone. It's all about them, more money. And meanwhile,
really?
the deal here with the theaters for people like me, I don't want to watch the stuff on my television at home. I want to go to the movies. There's an experience.
But the thing is, if the theaters need revenue to pay their overhead, to pay their landlord, to pay their rent, to pay their employees, if they just keep getting, you know, taken out at the knees, some of these theaters are not going to be around for me and you to go to.
Yeah.
So it just seems like Disney has this, you know, this Pixar film, Luca. They could have cut a deal with the theaters for this weekend. Is that, and so could, you know, Amazon Prime. They could have cut a deal with theaters to give them that movie, Tomorrow War. I don't understand how greedy what they've done here with the whole streaming thing.
That's what it
is. I get why they want to do streaming, but the theaters need to exist. They just do.
Yeah, all right. So give us 10 seconds or a couple of other July 4th movies that you really dig.
Jaws is always like the first summer movie, which you talked about. The first summer movie, big tentpole popcorn movie ever released was Jaws, and that set the trend. So Jaws would always stick in my mind as really the number one movie to watch on the 4th of July weekend.
All right, there it is. So have a good weekend, Chucker. We'll talk to you on Monday about how things are going. This is the DJV program at...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.